So I was just watching the news one day, and I thought, you know, I need to get out there and do something to help. So I joined a group on Facebook that was volunteering in Ukraine and got chatting to two other ladies that were from Manchester. And then we booked our flights out to Poland, headed out there. We didn't really go with like any kind of plan. I just knew that there was volunteer opportunities that you could sort of get involved in once you're out there. So we did a little bit of volunteering around the humanitarian aid centre, some at the border as well, and then also headed, I headed over into Ukraine and sort of did a couple of aid drops and helping people with directions and just getting people where they need to be.
What's it like out there now?
There's still considerable risk. I wouldn't say that anywhere in the country is particularly safe. Everyone that's left out of necessity, everyone that's left out of choice, has kind of gone. I think anyone that's leaving now is leaving purely out of necessity from those southern regions. It's a difficult situation out there, for definite.
There's a lot of help and aid being gathered together here. Is that getting through to them?
Yeah, there's warehouses that are at the border in Poland that charities are delivering aid into Ukraine. It's usually by kind of transit van that it goes in. And then there's all the warehouses that are sort of dotted around Ukraine again. And then it gets taken in smaller vehicles to the places that really need it.
What were you actually able to do while you were there?
Was able to get people to train stations, got people into the aid centres. Directing people, really, you know, they're in a completely different country, different area to where they live. So it's directing people, just giving them a shoulder to cry on sometimes, you know, giving hugs, give them food, drink. A lot of these people have been travelling for sometimes 20, 30 hours. The kids are tired and they've had enough. So give them chocolate, toys and things like that. So,
what have you come away from there feeling?
But I need to go back and do more. I feel like that in the week that I have been there, that I've met so many inspirational, amazing people. But I kind of come back to this country thinking, I need to get back out there and do more.
And will you?
Yeah, my flights are booked for early June to go back again.